Coco Melon came under fire from concerned parents long before cross-dressing controversy. Accusations of developmental delays, addictive behavior, autism. By David Ng on December 21, 2023. Long before the cross-dressing child controversy, Coco Melon came under fire from concerned parents who believe the popular animated show is having deleterious effects on their kids, including developmental delays, addictive behavior, and even autism. Coco Melon, which started as a YouTube channel, is currently under fire for its Netflix spin-off Coco Melon Lane promoting cross-dressing and gayness to children. As Breitbart News reported, a recent episode features a little boy dressed as a girl dancing for his two dads. The series, which ranks among Netflix's most popular shows for kids, is aimed at preschool children. But this isn't the first time the Coco Melon brand has come under fire. Earlier this year, a parental groundswell rose up against the show, with parents claiming their children were experiencing behavioral problems, including anger issues, ADHD, autism, and speech delays, according to a Newsweek report. Parents took to TikTok to express their concerns with the show, using the hashtag CocoMelonIsBad to spread the word. Among the accusations were claims of addictive behaviors in their children, followed by tantrums when they attempted to wean them off the cartoon, according to the report. Others blamed Coco Melon for speech delays, missed milestones, and neurodevelopmental disorders, including ADHD and autism. One mother told the outlet that her kids became like zombies, almost mesmerized when viewing the show. "I knew it was affecting him because he would be in a daze while watching it," another parent told Newsweek. "You could be waving your hand right in front of his face and he wouldn't move. It was almost scary." One commenter described the show as baby cocaine, saying that the cartoon can lead to very real symptoms of addiction and withdrawal. The phenomena appear to be linked to the spike in the cartoon's popularity during the COVID-19 lockdowns of 2020, when the YouTube show became the platform's second most viewed channel. One popular TikTok account claimed that the show is addictive because it is edited in such a way that it creates overstimulation for kids. Moonbug, the production company behind Coco Melon, told Newsweek, "Our shows are not intended to replace outdoor playtime or playdates. They have a place in children's entertainment time and, as with food, exercise, etc., it comes down to each parent to find the right and appropriate balance for their children." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.